Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invites you to rocket into the future with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Rocket Cruiser Taurus from Central Spaceport Control. Rocket Cruiser Taurus from Central Spaceport Control. You are overdue on position check. Come in, please. Rocket Cruiser Taurus from Central Spaceport Control. Check in. Taurus, acknowledge. Great Jupiter, something's wrong. Hello, Spaceport Control to all stations. Disaster alert. Rocket Cruiser Taurus overdue and unreported. Begin search operations immediately.
Harsh, clanging signal of the distress alert is flashed out into space. All emergency elements of the Solar Guard go into immediate action. Radar scanners on Venus, Earth, and Mars sweep the void. Rocket scouts and rocket destroyers blast off at full space speed, searching for a trace of the missing ship. Back in Spaceport Control at Space Academy, all elements are fused into one giant coordinated effort.
Rocket Scout 7J4 from Spaceport Control. Cover northwest quadrant Mars orbit. Maintain communications with 9J3 and 8J6 on your flanks. That is all. Weather station 9 Mars from Spaceport Control. Maintain double watch on all radar scanners. Contact rocket cruiser Orion and rocket scout 6J5 in event you sight target. That is all.
Afternoon, Lieutenant Fremont. I understand you have orders for me from Commander Arkwright.
Yes, Captain Strong. Here they are. You're to alert your crew and prepare to blast off immediately.
What's that?
The Taurus, one of the ships that was bringing the children in from Titan Colony, is unreported.
Unreported?
Almost 2 hours overdue on its last position check. Commander Arkwright seems to think that the crew has been hit by the Titan disease. Now she's drifting off course somewhere.
Great galaxy, the children.
Exactly. They're absolutely helpless. And if we don't find the ship soon, they'll catch the disease.
If the ship isn't hit by a stray meteor first.
Well, we've alerted every ship we have. You'll be taking Dr. Lee with you. We're sending medicos on every search ship to inoculate the children with a new serum.
Right. Hey, wait a minute. According to these orders, I'm getting a replacement for Cadet Corbett.
Yes, he's just recovering from the disease himself, isn't he?
Yes, but he's almost well. I want him along on this operation.
Well, you'll have to take that up with the commander, sir.
Well, don't worry, Fremont. I will, and right now. The Polaris unit is the best rocket team in the academy, and it isn't going to be broken up if I can help it.
Well, if it isn't the hotshot CO of the Mutt Brigade.
That's enough out of you, Astro. How's Tom?
Pretty good. He's sleeping, so you're just in time to take over.
Take over?
Sure, in case he needs anything.
Now, look, Astro, I've been scrubbing Zex and polishing brass till I'm blue in the face. And if you think I'm going to play nursey to Corbett now, you're off your orbit.
Well, the doc said Tom should stay in bed and get plenty of rest.
Hey, how can I get any rest with you two yapping away like that?
Oh, hi, Tom. How do you feel?
Fine.
What's all the argument about?
From the way this Venusian hillbilly's been given orders, you'd think he was the class representative of something.
As a matter of fact, Roger, he is, temporarily.
What do you mean?
Well, the student council is meeting tonight, and since I won't be able to attend, I've appointed Astro to sit in my place.
You appointed Astro? What does that dumb Venusian know about student government?
Hey, fellas, it's Captain Strong.
Attention!
Stand easy, boys. Tom, how do you feel?
Okay, sir.
Oh, why shouldn't he? Lying around the sack all day.
Oh? And how do you feel, Manning?
Huh? Why, all right, sir.
Then I don't think you've been working hard enough. Maybe you'd better scrub down the decks all over again.
Oh, no.
Ah, you and your big mouth.
And maybe you'd better help him, Astro.
Here, grab a mop, Junior.
All right, never mind that now. We'll postpone discipline until this operation is over.
What operation, sir?
The rocket cruiser Taurus, carrying 50 evacuated children from Titan, is missing. We've got to join in the search.
Hey, hand me my fatigues quick, Astro.
Wait a minute, Tom. Are you sure you feel strong enough?
Well, of course, sir.
Well, Commander Arkwright wanted me to replace you.
Oh, no.
Oh, Tom will be okay, sir, and we can spell him. Give him plenty of chance to rest.
How do you feel about it, Manning?
We gotta take Tom with us, sir. Talking to this Venusian hillbilly is no fun.
Well,
I can do it, sir. Believe me, I can.
All right. I'll clear it with Commander Arkwright. But don't let me down. Remember, a rocket ship crew is only as strong as each man.
I can pull my load, Skipper. Don't worry.
Right. Then report to the Polaris with full space gear immediately. We blast off in exactly 30 minutes.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by.
Say, spaceman, I was talking to Astro the other morning down at the Space Academy mess hall. You know, Astro is in charge of the power deck on the Polaris, and that's mighty hard work. Well, anyway, when I caught up with him the other morning, he was having breakfast. Say, Astro, give me the lowdown. How do you keep up your steam working on that power deck?
Well, you see what I'm eating? Kellogg's Pep. Now, a lot of people don't realize the connection between work and food. What you eat and when you eat are important to how well you do your work. Now, that's why I tell everybody, start each day with plenty of Kellogg's Pep. Pep gives you needed vitamins. Everybody needs vitamin D and vitamin B1 to keep in good shape. And Kellogg's Pep gives you a supply of both. Pep gives you lots of other food values, too. Food values that you put to work so you can do a good job. Now, that's why I eat Pep. Kellogg's Pep gives you more build-up food values than any other wheat flakes. And that's just what I need to handle the big burners down on the power deck. You spacemen take a tip from me. Sock away plenty of Kellogg's Pep. It helps you hustle, and besides, it tastes real good.
Well, you heard the man, spaceman. Tomorrow morning, eat Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep.
Blasting off on a space-wide search for a missing rocket cruiser carrying evacuated children from Titan, the crew of the Polaris roars past the orbit of Mars, heading for the last known position of the lost ship. And in the crew's quarters, Tom undergoes a physical checkup by Dr. Lee, the medical officer accompanying them on the search.
Well, how about it, sir? Everything's okay, isn't it?
Cadet Corbett. You're getting along as well as can be expected. I'd suggest you get a little more rest, though. You've overdone a bit.
Well, I don't feel tired, sir. And I'm only standing 3-hour watches. Roger and Astro are covering for me.
You still need rest. Cut down your watches to 2 hours. All right, you may go. Check back with me again this evening.
This evening?
That's right, Corbett.
Oh, but Dr. Lee, I'm not that sick, honest.
I want to keep you from being that sick, Corbett. Frankly, I wouldn't have permitted you to make this trip. But now that you're here, I intend to see that you're not a drag on the crew.
Oh, well, very well, sir.
You may return to your station, but remember, maintain a 2-hour watch. No longer.
Well, Tom, what did Dr. Lee say?
Oh, the same thing, sir. I'm all right, but take it easy. He says any excitement would start the fever up again.
Well, he should know. So you'd better follow his orders pretty closely.
Gosh, I haven't been any help on this trip at all, have I? Everybody's been put to double duty because I haven't been able to stand my own watch.
Don't worry about that. We'll get along.
Well, how are the fellows holding up, sir? They must be pretty tired.
I'm afraid Astro is beginning to crack under the strain. Listen.
Rocket fields of the Academy to the far-flung stars of outer space, where space cadets training to be.
I see what you mean, sir.
Yeah, I'd better go down below and relieve him for a while. Think you can handle the control deck alone? Everything's on automatic.
Oh, it'll be easy, sir.
Tom, are you sure you're all right? You look kind of pale.
Well, it's nothing, sir.
Well, I'll send Astro up here right away.
Oh, no, please, sir. He needs rest. I promise you, if I don't feel well, I'll call you.
All right, Tom. It's 0900 now. You'll be relieved in 3 hours.
Oh.
Yes, Tom?
Well, nothing, sir. I'll see you in 3 hours. Control deck, go ahead, Roger.
What's the matter, Tom? Why'd you answer me?
Oh, I was doing something. Any news of the Taurus, Chef?
No, but I'm picking up something else on my scanner. A nice fat hunk of space junk.
Space junk? We on collision course?
No, but you better change our heading to make sure. I like to give these babies plenty of elbow room.
Okay, what's the course?
Hey, you sound funny. What's the matter with you?
Nothing. Nothing. Come on, give me that change.
Okay, don't bite my head off. Set steering vanes 2 degrees starboard. Pass in front of the meteor.
Okay.
2 degrees starboard, got it?
Yeah, got it. End transmission. Two degrees. Whew. Awfully hot in here. Blast it. I wish I could shake the cobwebs out. Now, let's see. What did he say? Oh, yes. Two degrees to port. Control deck to power deck. Check in.
Power deck, aye. Go ahead.
Standby steering rocket, sir. We're changing course.
Why? What's the matter?
We're passing too close to a meteor, sir. Roger wants more clearance. It's all right, Skipper. I made the corrections. Just give me a short blast.
All right. Standing by.
Ready? Now. I did it, sir. We're all set.
Good work, Tom. I'll have Astro relieve you now.
Right, sir. Thank you. Control deck out. Boy, I didn't realize how tired I was.
I'll be glad to hit that sack. Control deck out.
Hey, Tom, are you space happy? You turned the ship the wrong way. We're on a collision orbit with that meteor.
What? Well, give me a new course, quick.
Too late. Hang on. Here she comes.
Roger, you're all right.
Yeah, no damage up here. We're lucky. She only swiped us astern. How's everybody below?
I'll check. Stand by. Control to power deck. Come in. Captain Strong, this is Corbett. Come in, please. Roger, there's no answer. Come on down. Hurry. They may be hurt. Captain Strong, where are you? Captain Strong.
Over here, Tom. Near the starboard rocket head. Turn on the emergency lights.
Oh, what is it, sir? Are you hurt?
My leg, I can't move it.
Hey, Galaxy, Tom, what hit us?
A meteor. Are you okay?
Just a couple of bumps, and Dr. Lee's all right. He's trying to untangle himself from his bunk.
Okay. Give me a hand with Captain Strong. He's hurt.
Right.
No, Astro, check the power deck controls first. Find out what the damage is. I can hold on another minute.
Yes, sir. Our main drive is cut out, but that might have been the emergency circuit breaker. I'll fire up the tubes again and see what happens. Rocket's firing okay. Uh-oh. Auxiliary power is gone, sir.
Then we'll have to operate the ship manually?
Yes, sir, and the airlocks, too.
Oh, great. This is all my fault. I didn't take the right heading.
Well, let's not worry about that now, Tom. Give me a hand. I think Dr. Lee better look at
Captain Strong.
Tom has passed out.
We'll get Dr. Lee down here quick. Gosh, Astro, I feel like the lowest and most stupid earthworm that ever crawled. What a mess we're in now, and it's all my fault.
Stop fusing your tubes, Tom. It isn't that bad. Our rockets are still firing. We'll be able to get back to Marsport okay. And the radar bridge is working off the emergency batteries.
Yeah, but look what's happened to Captain Strong. And we have to give up the search for the Taurus.
Well, it's just one of those things. Maybe you'd better get some rest now.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Hey, here's Dr. Lee.
Doctor, how's Captain Strong?
He's resting, Corbett. I gave him a sedative.
Is he badly hurt?
Well, he's not critically injured, if that's what you're thinking. It's his leg. It's broken. Pain and shock made him black out. He'll be all right once we get him to sick bay. You've set a course back to Earth, haven't you?
Mars, sir. It's closer. We can make repairs there.
Very well. And now, Corbett, I think you'd better lie down for a while.
Oh, no, sir. I'm okay.
Don't you think you've caused enough trouble?
Oh.
Dr. Lee, I don't mean to be disrespectful, sir, but that's not fair.
Sorry, I didn't mean it the way it sounded. But obviously, Corbett's weakened condition led to his error.
Of course, sir. You're right.
Radar bridge control deck, check in, quick.
Oh, what's wrong now? Control deck high. Go ahead, Roger.
I just picked up a ship on my telescanner. It's the Taurus.
The Taurus? Are you sure, Roger?
Yeah, positive.
Oh, great. We find the ship we're looking for, and we can't do a blasted thing to help her. Yeah, that's the Taurus, all right, Roger. And she's dark, just drifting without power.
Looks pretty bad, Tom.
And you haven't been able to contact her at all?
Not a peep out of her.
Well, how about the other search ships? Can you reach them?
Not a chance. I don't have enough power, and I'm draining the emergency batteries fast.
Yeah, well, you better shut down everything, then. We can watch the Taurus through the viewport.
Right. Well, what now? That ship over there is carrying 40 kids. They need the serum. How do we reach
it? I don't know, Roger. Without auxiliary power, we can't use our magnetic couplers. We can't even open our main airlock to take them aboard. And they certainly don't have enough spacesuits to transfer through the emergency hatches.
But if we go back to Marsport, the kids may not last until another rescue ship can get back here.
I know. Hey, wait a minute.
Huh? Wait for what?
Never mind. I'll see you later.
Where are you going?
For a walk. Talk to you later.
A walk? That character really is sick. Radar bridge, hi.
Roger, this is Astro.
Yeah, what do you want?
Where's Tom?
I don't know. Isn't he on the control deck?
No. At least if he is, he isn't answering the intercom.
Funny. Say, you don't suppose he blacked out again, do you?
We'd better double check.
Wait a minute. Here's Dr. Lee. Maybe he's seen Tom.
Manning, where's Corbett?
Huh? You too?
What?
Sorry, sir, but Astro just called me. He doesn't know where Tom is either.
I gave him strict orders to go to his quarters and rest. He isn't there.
Last I saw of him was about 10 minutes ago. He told me to cut my rocket power and drift next to the Taurus.
That's just about when I saw him. He told me he was going for a walk and great jump in Jupiter.
What's the matter, Manning?
Wait a minute. I've got a hunch that choker took a real walk for himself. Yeah, look out the viewport, Dr. Lee.
You don't mean that.
Look, there he is, in a spacesuit, using his oxygen bottles to blast over to the Taurus.
And that's my medical kit he's carrying.
Yeah, he's trying to get the serum to those kids.
Young idiot. In his condition, he'll never make it. He'll black out and go drifting off into space.
He'd better not, sir. If he does, we'll never be able to get him back.
Return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So, stand by.
Spaceman, being a cadet at Space Academy is a lot like going to any school. The cadets have to study and pass tests just like anybody else. Space cadets have physical training classes, too, just like you do. That's why you can learn a lot from them. Things to help you do a better job at school yourself. Now, breakfast is something a good space cadet makes sure he never misses. And you can just bet Kellogg's Pep is on that breakfast table every morning. Kellogg's Pep gives space cadets a supply of energy food to help them do their best in the morning. And Pep can do the same thing for you. You can work better, play better, and feel better if you put a bowl full of Kellogg's Pep under your belt every morning. Pep gives you essential vitamins, too. Vitamins you need to help you keep fit. Why, you get vitamin B1 and a whole day's supply of vitamin D in every single bowlful. That makes a difference, whatever you're doing. So, take a tip from the space cadets. Start your day the spaceman's way. Help yourself to the build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P.
Locating the missing rocket cruiser Taurus, the space cadets are seemingly unable to help the children trapped aboard because of the damage to their ship's power system. However, Tom, in a desperate effort to make up for his error, is blasting across the void separating the two ships in his spacesuit. While on the radar bridge of the Polaris, Roger calls him frantically.
Hey, Tom. Tom, come in. Answer me, will you?
Stop yelling, Roger. I hear you.
Then come on back here before you kill yourself.
Nothing doing, and I'm almost aboard the Taurus now.
Tom, you're space happy.
Will you tap your tubes? I'm busy.
But suppose you pass out again.
I'll have to take that chance, but I've got to get this serum to those kids.
We can do that, Tom, Astro and me.
Look, will you close your face? I haven't time to argue with you. Besides, you're wasting power.
Let me talk to him, Manning. Hello, Corbett. This is Dr. Lee.
Oh, yes, sir.
As your superior officer, I'm ordering you back to the Polaris. Hello, Corbett, do you hear me? Acknowledge. Corbett, come in.
Great galaxy, I knew it. He passed out.
Did he? Can you see him?
No, he's behind the Taurus now.
Well, there's nothing we can do now to help him. We'll just have to wait and hope for the best.
Roger.
Yeah, what's eating you, Astro?
Haven't you heard from Tom yet?
I would have told you if I had.
Well, what are we hanging around here for? Why don't we go after him?
How? We can't open the jet boat lock, or we'd never catch up to him in just a space.
We're not helping him just sitting here.
I rather doubt that Cadet Corbett needs help, Astro.
Huh?
What do you mean, Dr. Lee?
Look out the viewport here. There's a light aboard the Taurus.
Jumping Jupiter.
Rocket Cruiser Polaris from Rocket Cruiser Taurus. Come in.
Hey, that's Tom's voice.
Tom! Tom, is that you?
Not my ghost, Junior.
But I thought something happened to you. I mean, well, you didn't answer.
I cut out. I didn't want to acknowledge Dr. Lee's order to come back. Listen, the kids are all in good shape, aside from being cold and hungry. I inoculated every one of them with a serum.
You did? What about the crew?
Oh, pretty sick. They caught the Titan disease, all right, but they had the foresight to close off all the hatches. They quarantined themselves so the kids wouldn't get it. I've inoculated them, too.
Good work, Tom.
Now, I think we'd better get them to Marsport as fast as we can. If one of you characters will pop on a spacesuit and help me, we can get this ship underway.
Good idea, Tom. I'll keep Astro here on the Polaris with me. Dr. Lee can help you.
Okay, if you think the old pill pusher knows enough about rockets.
I'll
answer that, Manning.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Corbett. This is Dr. Lee.
Doctor? Yes, sir.
For your information, this pill pusher is as good a rocket man as you are a doctor.
Yes, sir.
And in view of your actions and their end result, I suggest...
Yes, sir?
I suggest we ignore the entire affair. Just be thankful Captain Strong is still asleep.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
So I'll join you in 5 minutes, Corbett, and I'll show you how a pill pusher can push a rocket.
Right, sir.
And here you are, Manning. Take over. I'll see you back on Earth.
Oh, brother, you really got out of that one easy, Tom.
I'll say. He isn't a bad guy at all. Too bad he isn't 20 years younger. He'd make a swell space cadet.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, on Tuesday, when the crew of the Polaris trails a stolen cargo through the void and are victims of a double cross in space. Tune in, same time, same station on Tuesday for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in today's cast were Jan Merlin, Al Markham, Edward Bryce, and Louis Van Ruten. Today's program was written by Hal Rhine, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.